For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And from the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org, this is our good friend, Bruce Merkin. Bruce, I've seen a couple of stories here in the last week or two about journalists being paid to promote government agenda. But not only do they seem to want it in their side, they also seem to want to limit our side. You want to talk about the recent ruling prohibiting display of marijuana reform ads?
This goes back to last year when Congress attached a rider to one of these big spending bills that they pass every year, forbidding any public transit system that gets federal funds, which means basically any public transit system, from accepting even paid advertising in support of quote-unquote legalization or medical use of any drug listed in Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act, which of course includes marijuana. So basically what they were trying to do is shut down our side of the debate from what is in many communities a very important public forum. You know, a lot of cities, millions of people ride public transit every week. It's a major way to get the word out. This is just blatantly unconstitutional discrimination based on viewpoint. Since there was no restriction on ads giving the government's point of view on marijuana policy. So the Marijuana Policy Project joined with the ACLU, the Drug Policy Alliance, and Change the Climate to sue in federal court, and we won last summer, got a ruling that this rider was unconstitutional. Because of that, the Washington, D.C. Metro did accept a billboard that we put together advocating change in our marijuana laws. The federal government immediately indicated its intention to appeal. However, a few weeks ago, the Justice Department quietly notified Congress that it would not pursue the appeal because the law is indefensible. And it's pretty remarkable, I think, that, I mean, John Ashcroft's Justice Department has not been shy about asserting federal authority, but they could find no way to do this. And the other day, the clock ran out. Congress would have had 30 days to take up the appeal itself, with the Justice Department choosing not to. And Congress didn't do it, so the appeal is dead, and free speech has won. It's nice to win one occasionally. It's bizarre that we even had to fight this. I mean, the notion that they could ban advertising on one side of a public issue from a major public forum like public transit systems is just bizarre. This is the sort of tactic that you engage in when you can't win an honest debate.
There is absolutely no one in government willing to discuss the need for eternal drug war on the Drug Truth Network. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.